If you ain't got it by now, then you just ain't getting it.
Let's go.
Napa boy. Hey. A pretty boy.
Hey.
Hey. A pretty boy.
Hey. I have to tell you a story, man. So the setting is Wabash Bay at Bamboo Beach, or back then we used to call it Bamboo Beach. Now it's Independence Beach, politically correct. As Bamboo Beach, though, and no one had a problem with it. But anyways, fine, great. Independence Beach, right? I was grade 11. Mm-hmm. Grade 11, grade 10, right? So Stanley Mareka, we know him as Namibia's best dancer.
Yes, won
endless awards, Channel O, the dancing competition. He's doing great for himself today, Equip Dancing Academy. So back then, he was a big shot. Still is. But back then, he was like big shot. He literally just won the awards, right? And he was, you know what I mean? And his boys, Firo and Moira, you know, they were the man, right? Mm. So there was this competition at the beach. Okay, I think it was Pepsi. Pepsi something. But I just know that Equip Dancing Academy was there.
Okay.
There were four, actually. I can't remember the fourth dude. It was Stanley, it was Firo, it was Moira, and one dude. Sebastian. Sebastian. Great.
I know Sebastian. Sharp.
So Stanley is now, they're performing and everything, and they're performing and, you know, they're hyping the crowd, and we're like, yes, Stanley, oh my God, it's from Ventic, oh my God, the guy that can dance. Little did Stanley know that there is a guy, a little urban legend called Rasha.
Okay.
All the biners will know him. Okay. So Rasha sees...
Why did I feel like Rasha was your stage name? I'm sorry.
What? No, man.
Sorry, keep going.
I was always an obstacle. Right, sharp. So Rasha steps up and he challenges Stanley to a dance-off.
Okay.
And now the thing is, biners, we know what Rasha can do. Rasha can dance.
Okay.
Like, I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. I'll even say it to his face, me, bro, JJ can dance. It's all right. It's at least
training.
JJ can dance, me, bro. So Rasha steps up and biners know, oh, man, this guy, especially with hip hop. Nah, bro, don't do it. Don't challenge Rasha. Because Rasha is, that's what he lives. You know, like, you know, as biners now, we've got a certain swag, right? But it's not hip hop.
I know.
It's not hip hop. We've got a certain swag, but it's not hip hop. Now Rasha was hip hop. Like, he would have the street cuts, he would have the chain, he would have the FUBU, he would have the Chicago's basketball shirt, the sneakers,
low hanging pants.
That was always he was a Chris Brown mirror.
Okay.
He was a mirror of Chris Brown, right? So he steps up, challenges Stanley, and then they start dancing on this song, Kiss Kiss. My goodness, the crowd went wild. People still debate who won.
Who won,
Okay, because until today, there's no clear winner, and Stanley knows it.
He
knows it. He knows it. From
But ultimately, who do you feel was the winner? Understand that was the peak of Stanley's career.
Yes, I know.
Right?
And Stanley's also my cousin. You know what I mean? It's so blood-related.
But was he the winner or not? It doesn't really matter.
Rasha killed him.
Yeah, killed him, right?
Rasha killed
him. Yes, because the thing is, the reason I'm asking is because also I used to dance for back in the day when Stanley started the academy with Sebastian. Right? So we would always practice, warehouse. The Bank Ventoux Theatre School. That was our spot. Yes. Yeah. I told you, man, I had it back in the day.
You been on these streets.
I would advise you not to have kids though, because they ruin everything. But anyway. Yeah, so I know that there were also a couple of times that, you know, people would step up and challenge him, and you'd be like, okay, we're probably just gonna go with Stanley because he's our boy.
What I'm saying? Exactly.
Some people came with fire,
dude.
Yeah, we still love you, Stanley. We still love you.
It's 8:34, actually 9:34. Look at me trying to rewind time here. The NSK as well as Shekwan. This is Fresh FM. We have our survey up and running by lunch on our website.
Yes, we'll be up by lunch.
Yes.
So just check it out. The website is obviously www.freshfm.com.na. To make things a little bit more simpler for you, head over to our Facebook page. It is Fresh FM Namibia. first of all, like that page.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Scroll down and like all the posts that you see as far as you can go. And then you come to the about box and then you will see a link to our website. And then you can just take part in the survey. Because you know what? We appreciate your time, obviously, for taking your time to do that. But you know, your views really matter to us.
Yes. We really want to understand, where is it that you stand with a brand? What is it that you love about us? What is it that you hate about us? It's fine. We will accept it. Yeah. We'll take it and we'll make it better.
Yeah, okay. Obviously. Yeah. Yes. Constructive criticism. We are matured and grown enough. Our emotional intelligence is on tag. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. Thank you.
Maybe your mature emotional intelligence
what intact.
It's all straight at me, man. Let's continue with the Rima Calm Down. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around.